The new movie Lady Macbeth doesn't deal with royalty or take place in medieval Scotland. It's not even based on Shakespeare. But our critic Bob Mondello says the leading lady still lives up to the title.
We first spy Catherine at her wedding as she's looking around during a hymn. The only female voice she hears is her own. It's 1865, rural England, and this teen bride doesn't know the wedding guests or her husband. But she's a forthright gal. When he comes to her bedroom on their wedding night, she makes a stab at getting acquainted.
I like the fresh air. I like being outside.
Take it off. Your nightdress, take it off.
He's settled into the chair on the other side of the room.
There's the wall.
Catherine may be an innocent, but this is not the way she thinks her wedding night with an older husband should go. She's done nothing to upset him, so what has?
My father.
Ah, his father.
Bought you. Along with a piece of land not fit enough for a cow to graze upon.
They're not going to get on, but she said she likes the outdoors. There's still the estate.
You will remain here, indoors, with your prayer book.
Now, this is dangerous. Close off enough options, and even the most pliant person will rebel, and Catherine is not pliant. Played by a then-19-year-old Florence Pugh, she seethes, she drinks, and when her husband leaves her unattended, embarks on an affair with a handsome stablehand. He seduces her, not realizing how fiercely her freshly awakened passion will attach to him.
You know I shan't be parted from your life, Sebastian. Through hell and high water, I will follow you. To the cross, to the prison, to the grave, to the sky. I'd rather stop you breathing than love you down to a feel.
His brow furrows as that remark sinks in. Pugh is mesmerizing, her Catherine as uninhibited when out of doors as the rushing wind. Indoors, though, her life is a prison. The air feels close and everything registers as loud. The tightening of a corset, the scrape of a chair, the clatter of cutlery and crockery. The house is full of sound, and then after a bit, full of sound and fury.
Sit back down. No, take me down.
Theater director William Oldroyd is working here from a script based loosely on the Russian novel Lady Macbeth of Mtsensk. That 19th century book has already been adapted a few times, most famously in 1934 as a Russian opera, one that so outraged Stalin it nearly got composer Dmitri Shostakovich sent to Siberia. This new version, transposed to Victorian England, makes some intriguing alterations to explore not just the strictures 19th century society placed on women, but also issues of class and race. Catherine's lover and her maid are black, which goes entirely unremarked, but affects how things play out when the hurly-burly's done, as it were. This young wife may be abused, but she's still privileged. And as Catherine, unnervingly still and chilly, sits at the center of rooms so sparsely furnished they seem entirely devoid of comfort, you understand how a woman so aggrieved could become a Lady Macbeth, the milk of human kindness no longer flowing in her veins. I'm Bob Mondello.